Hello, everyone, and thank you for another episode of the IKG. Of course, I'm Eric. Thank you so much for listening in, as always. You could have been anywhere else, but you chose to be here with me today. And happy Thanksgiving. So, today is going to be a pretty interesting one. Again, I'm still on a little bit of a hiatus right now, but I'll be getting back to it sooner than later because I've just been feeling the itch to say some things. And today, I chose to, because it is Thanksgiving, I chose to give thanks to everyone that has listened so far and has continued to listen and continue to tell other people about the IKG. And I'm just really appreciative of it. So with that, I was going through a few things, a few of my old podcast episodes, and, you know, not from the IKG, but from the TMP, my TMP point or days or whatever. And one thing I do know for sure is that I'm a definitive creative and not only one that can just sit down and create stories from thin air, but I'm also one that can be shopping in a store or just, you know, taking out the trash or doing something completely random. And then all of a sudden my mind begins to work and it creates all kinds of different scenarios for random occurrences. Right. So, such is the case for what I'm about to share with you now. So about 5 years ago, I can't believe it's been actually 5 years, but it's crazy. I took my first step into the podcasting world at that time. And this was before it was really cool to create one like it is now. You know, everybody and their mama got a podcast now, which I'm all for that, you know, because although there are a lot of podcasts out now, I think it's over 1 million or something. I don't remember, but I believe it's still in its infancy, and especially the type of podcast that I did those 5 years ago. I called it a narrative podcast, but now some people call it like they call it podcast stories. It's basically one story told over the course of a few weeks. And I came up with the idea while driving home, and I looked over to my left and I saw some dude arguing with somebody on the phone. He was loud enough for me to hear him, you know, and he was driving in a super nice BMW X6, which is probably why I like those cars. And I have such a deep fascination for them. You know, for a long time, I've wanted the X6, and, you know, I'm going to give you one eventually. I will. But I automatically assumed that he had money, and that may not have ever even been the case, y'all, but he, you know, I mean, I don't know. He could have been broke as shit, to be honest with you, but nonetheless, I assumed at the time that he was successful, that he had a girlfriend and a fiance and somebody else on the side and all kind of other things. And he was just a regular old playboy that was out here in these streets, you know. Then I started to think more, like, I wonder if he has some dirty secrets that he didn't want to get out, you know. And that's how I came up with the idea of the TMP Times. So when I got home, I locked myself in my room and I wrote an entire story in one sitting, like a full on story about, you know, the person driving, you know, him driving or whatever, going to a destination, and then all of a sudden getting a phone call. So, I did that. And I wanted it to be a short film at first, because at the time I was really, really heavy into short films, but, or into creating short films, I should say. But some things that happened that made me pause on the short film at the time. And I heard about podcasting from a mutual friend of mine. And cause she would listen to podcasts all the time and stuff. And I did my research on it, and there were only like really a couple of thousand storytelling podcasts around. Not too many of them, that were, told, you know, over the course of a few weeks, like I wanted mine to be. So that's what I set out to do. And I did it. So I decided to create something. I told it in 3 to 4 minute stories over the course of 6 weeks, because I've always wanted them to be a few minutes long, because, you know, I really think that you can tell a good story within 5 minutes. And I must say I was proud of it. The acting was something to be desired. The acting was pretty trashy. Well, my acting was pretty trashy. But shout out to my friends, Nomika, Aegeus, Connie Conant, and Angie Mitchell for doing really good jobs, and, you know, with their roles, and helping me with it overall. And then also shout out to my cousin, DeShannon Jones, too, because he helped as well. And my daughter, Ariane Lewis. So I'm still proud of it, though, because I believe I was the first to the party with the whole storytelling podcast idea. My only downfall is that I wasn't consistent with it. I completed the first season, you know, 6 episodes with a commentary as one as well. And I ended up writing part 2. It's still in development now because I'm still in the process of looking for people to do as more professionals, you know, bringing back some of the old folks and also bringing in some new people to help out with this, with the TMP Times 2. And it'll be out in 2022, though. So, yeah, I wanted to share this with y'all. So this is my Thanksgiving treat to y'all, you know, from, and this is all the way from 2016, mind you. The first couple of episodes are going to be kind of like, you know, the audio isn't really the best, but just stay with it, though. I think you would enjoy it. I think you would. And this is the full first season of the TMP Times, all 6 episodes in chronological order. So enjoy it and tell me what you think about it, y'all. You know, just send me an email, shoot me a text message, or even just go to my website, imakeepgoing.com. You can leave a comment. You can also leave a voicemail, as well as you can go to my Instagram at Eric Will Keep Going or I'ma Keep Going One, whichever one. It's completely up to you. But thank you so much for listening in. And also, again, as always, I really, really, truly appreciate it. And here is the TMP Times Season 1.
But what in the hell was I supposed to do? I don't know. I guess I just have to take it from the top.
This is a brand new podcast from TMP Life in association with The Mystery Project. One story, 5 weeks. You will be entertained. So sit back and listen to the TMP Times.
Hey, what's up, baby?
Hey, you're on your way?
Yeah, I'm headed over there right now.
Okay, good.
Why? Is there anything you need?
No, I'm good. I just wanted to wait on
you. Well, besides that, of course.
Well, you know.
Okay, well, I'll be there in a few minutes.
All right, baby, take your time.
Be ready for me, okay?
I will.
It's been a long week, and I need to unwind, I guess you can say.
Oh, really?
All right, baby, I'll see you soon.
Okay.
I love you.
I love you too, baby.
Fuck he want now. Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, come over.
No.
Why?
No, I told you it was over already.
I mean, but you said you had a point. Why would you?
Why do you insist on calling me?
I mean, I
it's over. It only happened one time.
I would like to see you.
Danny,
why?
I don't care.
I mean, didn't you say you had fun?
It's not supposed to happen. It never was supposed to happen.
I mean, but still, you enjoyed it. Why?
I gotta go.
David, no, don't hang up.
Hi, I'm David Cresswell. Some of you may know me, or you may not know me. I'm kind of a celebrity, so that means I'm kind of a big deal. Yeah, I'm a whore. I'm a slut. I'm whatever you decide to call me. But see, you think you know me, so that means you can say whatever you want about me. But ultimately, I don't give a fuck.
Hey, what's up, Sharon? Yeah, everything is good. What, are you and your husband still fighting about me? Tune in next week for part 2 of the TMP Times. Follow us on social media at the TMP Life. Visit us at tmplife.com. The Mystery Project, creating what matters. So you're basically saying that you want me to cover for you. All right. I still don't know how he got my number anyway.
Well, just... I'm already going through a lot with this man. He doesn't trust anything that I do.
Well, do you blame him?
I don't do anything.
What about me?
What about you?
What are we doing? Or, I mean, what have we done so far?
Well, that was... You're different.
I guess. Just don't see what the difference is between me and anyone else.
It's just sex.
And yet, you want him to trust you.
You don't get it. It's just different. He's my love, and you're just my toy, like.
Yeah.
You don't understand. Look, if he calls your number, don't answer. I told him you were a girl. Just do that for me, please.
All right. I got you, though.
All right. You sure you got me?
Yeah, I do. Let me go now.
Okay, boo. So, when we go...
That'll be $4.58, sir.
Debit, please.
Oh, my goodness. David Creswell?
Yeah, that's me, darling. How are you?
I'm fine now. I watch a show all the time. Well, I binge watch anyway.
Thank you. Just trying to make a living.
You're making a pretty good living. Certainly looking good, too.
Well, no, that's all you.
Thank you. I try.
Well, it should be effortless for you.
Be careful. A girl like me takes compliments and runs with them.
Oh, well, in that case, beautiful. Trust me when I say 1,000 compliments won't do justice to what my eyes can see at this moment.
Stop it. Now you're trying too hard.
I will stop if I can get your number.
Nope.
Oh, okay. Well, have a good night then.
Wait, don't give up so easily.
Don't worry. I didn't.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was going to walk out and grab my car just to give to you.
No, you weren't.
You're right. I wasn't.
You're something else.
Yeah, I know.
Conceited, too.
Right again.
Interesting.
Very.
Let me see your phone.
Why?
This is 2016.
Well, I'm aware of that.
Well, you should also be aware of the times now. People don't leave business cards.
Well, not most people.
Exactly. I think they call that being old school.
I call it vintage. You call it old school.
Sexy and witty. Interesting. Either way, I put my number in your phone. Here you go. Use it.
I will.
I'll be waiting.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll give you a call on tomorrow.
Is that a promise?
That's a promise.
All right, well.
You want to shake on it?
All right, bet.
Yep, that just happened. I just got another phone number. So easy. Well, I guess that's how it is when you're a celebrity, right? Well, since I am a celebrity, you probably also know that in a few months I'll be getting married to my fiance of about 4 years. But what you don't know is that I also have a girlfriend on the side for about 6 years. I also have a mistress who's obviously having issues with her husband right now, and I have that other situation, but I'm not going to count that because it only happened once. So, again, you can judge me if you like, but all in all, I don't give a fuck. Fuck. Hello. Tune in next week for part 3 of the TMP Times. Visit us at tmplife.com. Follow us on social media at the TMP Life. We're now available on iTunes and Google Play. So subscribe and catch up on all the latest episodes. The Mystery Project, creating what matters.
Previously,
I'm already going through a lot with this man. He doesn't trust anything that I do.
Do you blame him?
And you're just my toy, like.
Oh my goodness, David Creswell?
Yeah, that's me, darling. How are you?
Either way, I put my number in your phone. Here you go, use it.
I will.
So, Again, you can judge me if you like, but all in all, I don't give a fuck.
Hello.
What, Danny?
Listen to what I'm saying. Come over, David.
Why? What part of never again are you not getting?
But I don't understand. I mean, we had amazing chemistry. At least I thought.
It was only one time. Where the hell can you get chemistry from there?
David.
Look, I'm not trying to go there with you, but it won't happen again.
David.
What?
Come, please.
No, what are you, deaf? No, I am not. Block my number, please.
Okay.
Thank you. Fuck. Fuck. Okay, now this is annoying. What?
Check your phone.
What?
Check your phone. You're not saying anything speaks volumes.
Danny, when did you take this?
When did you think?
Why in the fuck would you do this?
I thought it was a nice gesture, but seeing as though you look at me as only a quick fuck, I may as well get paid for it, right?
Look, you can't put this out. You know what it'll do to me.
You don't even understand.
What the fuck did I do to you?
You hurt my heart.
I hurt you.
I just wanted you to come over so we could talk like adults. I mean, but that won't happen. So I'll just expose your ass. I'm sure your fiance won't like that. Neither your fans.
Delete that picture right now, Danny, or I swear
or
I will.
Or you'll do what? Kill me? Beat my ass? I mean, all this could have been avoided. But you leave me no choice.
Look, I'm on my way over there right now. Don't do anything stupid. Give me about 20 minutes.
20 minutes? Okay. Oh, and David?
What?
Be careful.
I just don't understand why he would try to expose me. What the fuck? I didn't do him anything. And because it was just something that happened, now he's in his fucking feelings. Okay. I have to go over there. I have to take care of this. Oh, shit. I'm supposed to be headed to Lucy. Let me call her back.
Tune in next week for episode 4 of the TMP Times. Visit us at tmplife.com. Follow us on social media at the TMP Life. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and now Stitcher. The Mystery Project. Creating what matters.
Is it David Creshwell? David Creshwell. That's what it is. Okay. Yeah, okay. Okay. Yes. My name is Eric Lewis. Eric T. Lewis, as Angie said, who actually plays the role of Chris with a K.
With a K.
Chris with a K. We're here and we decided to do something a little different. We decided to kind of give the audience a little bit of a Q&A, I guess, from some of the things that were discussed in the episodes. And, you know, I'm just here to kind of answer a few of them. So we're here and we're talking about it. And this is the TMP Times. Let's start it up.
Okay, Eric. So first off, we understand and we know that David Creshwell.
Creshwell, yes.
He's a celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
But who is he? Like, how did he become this playboy or this hoe, as he likes to say? How did he become that?
Well, the entire idea came from a dream, right? Mm-hmm. Typically, I am a writer, so what I like to do is I like to write things based on what I may have dreamt about or based on things that I've seen. So it was based on a dream that we had some time ago. And originally it was going to be a film.
Mm-hmm.
Because I am a filmmaker. I have several short films and documentaries that we've released. Shameless plug, tmplife.com.
Very good, by the way. They are very good.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. We try to follow our motto, which is create what matters. But going back to David Creshwell, it was something, you know, I thought about. Had a dream about it and realized that, you know, sometimes a lot of people do get away with a lot of things. So what happens if he is a celebrity, or in this instance, he was a celebrity, or he is a celebrity, and he decided to try to play the field one too many times. You know, had a couple of one night stands, had a, you know, crazy incidents that happened. The one in particular was with the guy Danny, and Danny decided to expose him because Danny was coming from another situation, you know, broken heart after broken heart, realized that he kept getting, you know, messed over by so many people. So he decided this was the final time, and he wanted to get some revenge, I guess.
Wow.
So.
Wow. So basically, David is only doing what he can because of who he is. He's the way he is because of who he is.
Right. He's always been that way. He's always been somewhat of a playboy, and you know, again, he's a celebrity, and he feels that, you know, he can go ahead and utilize all of the things that celebrity status comes with, which is, you know, playing the field, having the women, you know, the nice car and things like that.
Okay. Okay. So we have the fiance.
Mm-hmm.
We have Lucy. Lucy is the girlfriend?
The mistress,
the mistress that she's married.
No. Lucy is the one that's not married. She's the girlfriend.
Oh, that's the girlfriend for the last 6 years.
Right.
Okay. And then we have the cashier, the soon-to-be victim.
Right.
And then Daniel.
Right.
So how is he jiggling or juggling all of these people and...
And just, yeah, just
does being... everybody, does anyone know about... Like, I know that the girlfriend knows about the fiancé.
Right.
Of course, the mistress does as well. Well, I guess everybody does know about everybody.
The only one that knows, that knows nothing, of course, is the fiancé. You know, and that's typically how it is how in it relationships. Is. Yeah.
Wow.
It's always the fiancé. It's always the main person who knows absolutely nothing about it. Mm-hmm. So, of course, Danny knows. You know, he and Danny were actually friends prior to. And one thing led to another one night. I guess it was just one of those drunken nights, and they decided to kind of experiment with each other.
That was one of my questions, because it's like, how did Danny get so many feelings after just a one-night stand? I'm like, how?
It must have been good, I guess. I don't know.
Okay.
You know, it was just something that, you know... It was just something that I think was, I don't even think it was really about the one night stand or the fact that it was good or the fact mm-hmm. that, you know, whatever the night was, it ended up being a great night. Mm-hmm. I think it was more or less about the fact that he was just really upset with himself for allowing that to happen again. And also, you know, it was the final straw.
Yeah.
Like, okay, it just so happens that David is that final straw.
Okay. Now I'm a person, I pay attention a lot, and we're 3 episodes in, correct?
Right.
We have the first episode, the fiance says to be careful or something like that. Danny says to be careful in episode 3.
Mm-hmm.
And like, what is that, like, something that we should pay attention to? Does that mean anything? What is that?
Well, I mean, I can tell you, but then what's the fun in that? You
know, that's not okay.
I will say this, that that actions have consequences. So, you know, whenever you decide to do something, you have to understand that, you know, there may be consequences to go along with it. So be careful could be, you know, a little bit of foreshadowing, or it could not be. You know,
okay.
You just have to tune into episode 5 and find out for sure. I do want to say one thing, though. The episode 1, the lady, that actually is Lucy.
Oh, that's
he's
not
going
the fiance.
To, right, that's not the fiance. That's Lucy. So he's actually going to Lucy's house first.
Oh.
And then on episode 3, as you hear, you know, one of the last things he says is that, oh, man, I have to call Lucy to let her know that I'm going to be late.
Oh, okay.
So episode 4, we'll kind of expound a little bit on that. You actually had a chance to listen to episode 4.
Yeah, I don't want to say anything. I don't want to give anything
right,
away. I was tempted, but I'm not going to do that. All right, so I'm sure everybody has this question. What's up with the 3-minute episodes? Like, why not give us more?
Well, you have to realize that nowadays the attention span of people is very limited.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
true.
You have a short attention span. There's actually 2 reasons why I decided to make it in between that 3 to 5 minute range. One is because the attention span is very limited to a lot of people. You know, they're always
That's
on the go.
True.
They have things to do. You know, they don't want to be bombarded by having to listen to something for like 35, 45 minutes. Not that there's anything wrong with that, because eventually we may get to that level.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, in the beginning, I just want to kind of... I feel that you can tell a good story in 3 minutes.
Well, you've proven it.
Right.
And so, I'm sure the listeners can definitely agree with you on that one.
The response has been so overwhelming, you know, just overall. It has definitely exceeded my expectations in terms of the amount of listeners, the amount of people that actually subscribed to it and just downloading it and telling other people about it, and stuff. So it's been really, really, it's been really positive. The second reason why was just because of podcasting altogether. You know, which I've told you before, that I feel this is the wave now. This is the big thing.
Absolutely.
Excuse me. With podcasting, it's more of a, you can listen to it at any time.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to sit down and wait for your lunch break to listen to it. You don't have to sit down and, and wait until you get a quiet time to be able to listen to it. You can actually listen to it while you're in the car, on your way home, things like that. And again, three to 5 minutes, I think, would be, that's more than enough time to be able to tell a really good story each episode or each week.
Okay, so thank you for answering that. But also going with the time issue, why only 5 episodes? Do you think you can really get your point across in 5 episodes, or are you going to leave us wanting more? What happens after episode 5?
Well, you'll have to see. You'll have to see with that, because
oh my goodness.
Episode 5 is, well, the reason for the 5 episodes is because, again, we wanted to be able to see how well this will be able to resonate to the audience, in terms of like the amount of time each episode is and the amount of episodes there are. So I wanted to be able to see how this will, you know, do with the audience. And so far, you know, after every episode, the audience is, they're constantly saying, hey, okay, what happens next? Damn, I gotta wait until next week or whatever.
Right.
And truthfully, you know, 5 episodes, again, this is just more of an experiment, this one right here. But because it's been so good, we're definitely going to have another season of the TMP Times. I'll actually call this one the TMP Times David. We do have a couple of more series, you know, down the pipeline. One that I'm actually really, really excited about, that's going to be really quirky. It's gonna be really cool, really really crazy.
Are you gonna give us a preview of what it's about? We have to stay tuned.
I will say that this one is based on true events. You know, I was told this story some time ago, and it was just so absurd that it was true. And the fact that it was it was just weird. It was like, it was a really good story, and the old saying is, truth is definitely strange in the fiction. And so, you know, I want to be able to tell this story, or have, you know, people involved in this story as well. I did already get approval from the people that the story is based on to be able to tell this story. So it's going to be a weird one. It's going to be crazy.
Well, I definitely can't wait. Is there anything that you would like to tell the listeners about David, or about the TMP Times, just anything in general that you think that they should know that has not been portrayed through the podcast?
Yeah, actually, there is something that I'd like to say. Thank you once again to all the listeners that's been tuning in every week, sending me messages about it. You will hear more from David, and you know, this is only the beginning in terms of what we're trying to build, what TMP Life and the Mystery Project is trying to build. We're trying to build just a platform where people can go and listen to something once a week, and just try to build much more content to have people, have listeners getting back interested in listening to something instead of just fully watching it. Right. So why not be able to tell a really compelling story through audio?
Right. And the world is so much, it's so fast paced now. Everybody's always on the go. So this is perfect.
Right.
To be able to just listen to something and not have to focus your attention, your eyes on something. Like even while you're driving somewhere or something like that, taking care of business, you can easily, you know, just pop your headphones in and listen to a story. So.
Exactly. And that's, and one of the other things too that we're trying to build is, we're trying to build a team of people that's going to, you know, that has ideas, that has really, really good ideas and things that they want to be able to get out as well. So give us a call, 504-507-0867. You can give us a call, or you can shoot us an email, at hi@tmplife.com. If you feel that you have a really good story that you'd like to tell, or if you're interested in getting into the whole podcasting thing as well, just shoot us an email, because we're definitely looking for more content to try to produce. Or even if you have a podcast already and you'd like to, have it on the TMP Times, or the TMP Life site, then yeah, definitely reach out to me, and we'll make something happen with it.
And that was my final question. For those who may have found the TMP Life on Google Play or iTunes, where can they find you? Social media sites or?
Yeah, definitely. You can find us on all formats of social media at the TMP Life, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I'm trying to get into the Snapchat thing, but I don't know. I don't know.
I'm not snapping either, so don't right. feel bad. I don't get it.
Right. Yeah, it's definitely something that eventually we may have to venture into, but as of now, right now, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, you can reach us at the TMP Life, the TMP Life, THETMPLIFE. We are available on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and we actually just got word that we're available now on TuneIn. So, yeah.
Wonderful.
So, we're now on the TuneIn app. We'll, again, just search TMP Life, and you'll be able to find, all the good content that we have. So far, we have the foreword, and then we have episodes 1, 2, and 3 available on those platforms.
Okay. One final question that I forgot to ask back to TMP Times David. Now, the girlfriend and the fiance, what made you choose the girlfriend over the fiance? Why did you propose to the fiance? You made a comment that said, well, you know why I chose her or something like that. You said in episode. So why?
Well, honestly, there's no reason why.
No.
I just felt it was a little bit better storytelling.
Okay.
Get people more interested in to know why, and just get people's get people to speculate why.
Okay.
I would say if I had to explain it though, I would probably say it would be more of a he decided to choose her because she fit the bill of the trophy.
Oh, physically, like her
physically,
appearance,
right? The trophy and everything like that.
Okay.
Because sometimes that's how it is when you have a celebrity, or when you are a celebrity, or when you know a celebrity. They have trophy wives or things like that, or spouses that are basically there just for the show.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably why he decided to go with her, with the fiance, over the girlfriend that he had been with for 6 years.
Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah. Oh, what a tangled web we weave, right?
So, is David bisexual, curious, or what was Daniel a first-time thing, or had he experimented before?
Well, again, that's another thing we don't even know.
Oh,
it was something, yeah, we don't even know.
Questions.
Right. Definitely, we will expound more into that, though, with season 2.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see if it's worth going into David's past.
Okay.
And to see if it's something that, that we may want to kind of divulge in or whatever. Or it may not even be anything at all. We may just not even do it at all.
Yeah.
There's no telling. You have to wait until episode 5.
Oh, goodness.
I will say it is a cliffhanger, so be prepared for it.
Oh, my goodness. You're a great storyteller. Thank you. And
thank you.
Again, you can find him, tmplife.com.
Yep.
That's correct. And
that is correct.
Google TMP Life, and anything you need, I'm sure it'll pop up. Social media and everything, TMP Life. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate being here. I appreciate you allowing me to be here, I guess.
It's no problem. I had questions, and I needed answers.
Right. And I'm pretty sure the audience did, too. So,
yes.
And I'm pretty sure a lot of the questions you had were questions that the audience had.
I hope so.
Speaking of which, if you do have any questions, definitely shoot us an email. Hi@TMPLife. Shoot a message, 504-507-0867. That's the TMP hotline. Or leave a comment asking a question. We'll definitely get to it. I kind of like this dynamic. I kind of like
too.
This. Being able to answer questions and stuff.
Of course. And I'm definitely going to make your hotline bling. Now that I know that we can just shoot you a question if we have it. Don't get too, overwhelmed if I have too many questions.
No worries. That's what we're for. That's what we're here for. We're here to to, you know, to try to answer any questions and try to plug in those gaps or whatever that you may have about the TMP Times, the David story.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Previously.
Since I am a celebrity, but what you don't know is that I also have a girlfriend on the side for about 6 years.
Hey, what's up, baby?
Hey, are you away?
Yeah, I'm headed over there right now.
What, Danny?
We had amazing chemistry. At least I thought.
It was only one time.
Check your phone.
What?
Check your phone. So I'll just expose your ass.
Look, I'm on my way over there right now. Don't do anything stupid. Give me about 20 minutes. I'm supposed to be headed to Lucy. Let me call her back.
Hey, where are you?
Well, about that.
Damn it, David. Don't even.
Yeah.
You said you weren't gonna do this again.
I know. No, I am coming. I do need to see you.
But...
I'm just gonna be a little late, though.
No.
What?
You always do this to me. It's bad enough I have to share you already.
Don't.
Don't what, David? Look, I understand what we have going on.
Well... What's the problem, then?
Seriously?
Yeah.
The problem is broken promises. You say you're gonna do one thing, and then you back out.
Oh, well, come on, you make it seem like it's an all-the-time thing.
Well, it's enough for me to see it happens a lot.
Look, just have something I have to go take care of first. I'm gonna be there, it's just gonna be a little bit later on.
Oh, so now I'm just a late-night screw.
Wow.
Wow, what, David? Look, let's not play ourselves.
Wait, so you're considering yourself just a late-nighter?
To you? Yeah, that's what it seems like.
You're something else, I mean, you're
I know. I'm necessary.
A necessity, okay? You're my muse. You make my world go around.
If I make your world go around, then why are you marrying her?
Come on, you know why. It's for the public.
Okay, David.
Hello?
Look, what time will you be here?
It's about 9 now, so after I go drop these keys off to my fiancé,
I don't need to know what you have to do.
No. Damn, okay.
What time are you leaving here?
I may spend the night.
You know what? Let's not kid ourselves.
I'll be there. I promise.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, babe.
Don't call me babe.
Lucy. Oh, shit.
What, David?
Hey, look, I'll be there in about an hour, okay?
You know what? Don't come over.
It's too late. I'm coming. My mind is already made up.
Don't.
I'll make it up to you. Don't I always?
But that's the problem, David. I shouldn't have to always hear always. In fact, I shouldn't have to hear anything. You're not mine, so don't bother.
Okay. See, now you're starting to act like a... No,
I am not her.
You're not. You're Lucy.
I know my name.
You're my muse. You know who you are.
You said that already.
Do I even have to say it again? You know you like to hear it. Come on, don't you? Hello?
Look, I'll see you when you get here.
Do you love me, Lucy?
Don't push it. Look, just be careful.
Hey, on our always?
Bye, David.
Tune in for the final episode of the TMP Times. Visit us at tmplife.com. Follow us at the TMP Life. Subscribe to the TMP Times on iTunes, Google Play, or Stitcher. The Mystery Project, creating what matters.
Hey, what's up, you guys? This is your girl, Chris, with K, and thank you for listening to TMP Life Radio. Tonight's topic is about hurt. I have a few questions. If you've been hurt before, how long did it take you to get over your hurt? And if you have been the one to inflict hurt on someone else, how long did it take them to heal? Or what did you do to help them heal? Because just saying I'm sorry isn't going to cut it. That's not going to help. And you can't just cover it up like a Band-Aid over a wound. So what helped you to heal? And what helped you to help someone heal? So we've all heard of the Beyoncé album, Lemonade, and we're assuming that Jay-Z cheated on her. Maybe this was her way
of getting over her hurt by pouring herself out in her music. So my question is, how did you get over your hurt? And if you have been the one to inflict hurt on someone else, how long did it take them to heal? And what did you do to help them heal? Because if someone has been hurt multiple times, what would be their breaking point? Like, when is their breaking point? At what point do they say, you know, I've had enough, this is it? Because hurt people hurt people. And so at any point, someone who has been hurt multiple times it can be bad. It could be, who knows? Anything is possible. So call in, let us know what you think. So the moral of the story, I would say, is to just be careful. This is Chris with a K, and thank you for tuning into TMP Life Radio.
You know, as I'm listening to her on the radio, I'm slightly beginning to wonder, like, I don't know. Maybe I did hurt his feelings with the situation that happened. You know, maybe I am kind of playing with Danny's emotions. I don't know. It just seemed like it touched a nerve when she was talking about it. I mean, kind of like she was talking about me. But on the other hand, I really don't give a fuck about what Danny thinks about this. I'm only going over here just to smooth things over so he won't have to expose those pictures. Let's just hope it doesn't come to blows.
The following podcast contains subject matter that may be deemed inappropriate for some. This is a work of fiction. Enjoy.
Previously.
Hi, I'm David Cresswell.
Hey, where are you?
Well, about that.
Damn it, David.
David.
What?
Come, please.
No, what are you, deaf?
Check your phone.
What?
Check your phone.
Don't do anything stupid. Give me about 20 minutes.
At what point do they say, you know, I've had enough? Because hurt people hurt people.
On the other hand, I really don't give a fuck about what Danny thinks about this. I'm only going over here just to smooth things over so he won't have to expose this.
Hey, I'm Danny. You know, the one that's about to expose David. I know. I shouldn't, but I gave him the opportunity to come here and talk like adults. Why am I doing this, you ask? Because I'm just sick and tired of motherfuckers treating me like meat. I've had it with people feeling they can say and do whatever the fuck they want and not deal with consequences. Fuck that. So what I'm gonna do is keep my promise. He ain't keep his. May get a little backlash from it, but fuck it, I'll be famous. And at least I'll get my point across. So, sorry, David Cresswell. You had your shot. You did this. You blew it. Fuck you.
This is Tina Drake with the breaking news story. TMP Life News has just learned that David Cresswell, star of the hit TV series Digression, is still in a coma from his near-fatal accident last night. However, there are photos just released of who is believed to be David and another man by the name of Danny Gorin. It appears to be compromising photos of intimacy. David, as we all know, is set to marry Hollywood socialite Pamela Sands, daughter of the media mogul Jimmy Sands. The images have been making waves across the internet, and of course social media has been in a frenzy with hateful comments and severe backlash towards the other man, Danny Gorin. While no reason has been presented as to why or who leaked the photos, it will be interesting to see what David has to say if and when he awakens from his coma. We will have more news as it unfolds. This is Tina Drake with TMP Life News.
Fuck. I didn't even know he was in an accident. I didn't think it would get this bad. I mean, now I got people on my fucking timeline threatening to kill me. All because some stupid ass pictures. But like, what about me? And he did me wrong. And now y'all coming at me like I'm the bad guy. I mean, what about how I feel? I can't deal with this shit. Like, I can't even go to work without people saying stupid shit to me. I mean, I got strange people outside of my house. My fucking life is ruined now. I mean, I can't take this bullshit no more. I mean, fuck, if y'all want me dead, then fucking I'm gonna just end it. I'm sorry, Mama.
This concludes Season 1 of the TMP Times. On behalf of the Mystery Project and TMP Life, we'd like to thank you for listening. Special thanks to Tawna Lewis, DeShannon Jones, Connie Conant, Normika Agius, Angie Mitchell, and Ariane Lewis for making this podcast a success. Ultimately, we thank you, the listener, for keeping it going and recommending it to others. As we prepare for providing more content for you to enjoy, creating quality does come at a cost. Therefore, we set up a donation page on tmplife.com. If you go to tmplife.com/donations, you can help with this venture we call the TMP Times. Please visit us at tmplife.com/donations. The Mystery Project, creating what matters.